the spaghetti maker. In her hands, this stilled, sunlit wave. We place our order for pizza and slightly turning see her. Spaghetti streams from the machine, and she holds it like hair, wheat blonde, wet combed, long lazy strands, from the scalp of a child or someone ill. Soon we will walk talcum showered under Melaleuca's flaking.
Sorry. Talcum shadowed.
Oh, it's wrong in here.
I don't know which is right, is it?
No, it's shuttered. It's shuttered. It's definitely shuttered. Soon we will walk, talcum shadowed, under Melaleucas flaking their phyllo bark. On a bitumen hill, snow gulls with red hot beaks will melt, watching our fingers fill with teased gold cheese, warm dough, and a predatory perfume of prawns. We will join a glitter of lunchtime pauses, parked like an audience at a broad daylight drive-in, all feeding on the sight of sea, blissed blue-green turquoise, an ocean opening itself, industriously smashing its sparkle, then calming back into something huge and whole again. But first, we pause with pasta. Here, under a stucco sky, Chianti bottles are basketed in dust. But in the woman's hands, sun on water sets. Like a swooping bird, her scissors slowly snip the loopy light. She scoops it all towards her, then settles its swirling life like a boneless wing on a bench to dry. Outside in the sun, the day is proving, rising sweetly ordinary. As she begins again, again, to embrace whatever the still steel offers, to comb out to air this gold, to coax it into her arms and to fill our watching with these drooping, resting waves until she has comforted as much as she can hold.